agree.
It's the final countdown. The final countdown.
Wow. After 23 years, it has come to the final day.
Wow.
No!
I think we both thought this day would never come.
Oh, my gosh. 23 years ago, no. We would have never thought of even looking at this day.
And oh, wow.
It's insane. But, yes, it is here. Friday, June 14th, 2024. Leo and Rebecca's final morning show.
Insane. Oh. Surreal. Yeah.
And it has been a whirlwind of, I guess, since we announced last week, 2 weeks. It's been surreal. It's been awesome. We have felt your love. We have felt all the great words and encouragement and just thank yous. And we send that back to you because you don't do 23 years if it really wasn't for you guys out there. So thank you guys out there for letting us have this morning. You know what I mean?
Well, and I, you know, just like I told some friends of mine last night, shout out Jesse Yvonne. They were like, hey, I think you need to get out and about. Come join us for some dinner. But anyway, I told them, I said, it's just crazy how you don't realize how many people have listened over the years. You don't realize the generations. You don't realize how you affect people, how they, you know, they've told us they've woke up with us for so many, you know, well, for 23 years. You just don't even realize the effect you have on people. And then yet these people don't realize the effect they've had on us.
That's
because your positive feedback over the years and your love and what's up, Leo Rebecca, you made our day just as much as we made yours. And that's just not something that I've even thought about until, like you said, the last week and a half.
Oh, no. Yeah. We don't go on beyond 15 years. We don't go beyond 20 years. If it's not for you guys, you know, we sit there and go, hey, we're going to do this again. We're going to do another year. We're going to sign up for another contract. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. The number one thing we think of is, gosh, that love that we get, the listeners. Let's do another year. Let's do another 5 years. Let's do another 10 years.
It's the only reason we ever decided to sign on every single year. Well, we love our listeners. We love our listeners. It was always something that we have said over the years.
Yeah. So thank you so much for these 23 years as we celebrate here these final, I guess now we're looking at maybe 3 hours here in 15 minutes.
Really? You gonna do a countdown like that? Really?
What? I'm just saying.
Just stick a knife in my heart. Why don't you? Counting down the minutes, the seconds.
But why? Why does this happen?
Thank you. Why is this happening?
Oh my gosh.
You're not listening to me.
So the very first day that we got here, very first thing you said to me was,
good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
Yep, something that I say to people in my life to this day.
Wow. And this morning she said, what are you doing, sunshine? So it was a little different after 23 years.
You looked at me and I'm like, what are you looking at, sunshine?
Where's my coffee?
Thank you.
Wow. So what would you say is the biggest change between that very first morning show and today? As far as us.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
For me personally?
Yeah, yeah.
Patience.
Ah.
I give you a lot of credit for teaching me patience.
Okay.
Because I would walk, I tell you, I was never a morning person. I'm not kidding you to this day. I'm still not a morning person. I'm that person when I wake up, don't talk to me. But because I commute and I have commuted for 23 years back and forth my drive, that's always given me the woo sigh. I listen to music. I listen to podcast, whatever it is I listen to be able to just kind of calm down before I walk in here. And then your demeanor. And because you've been so patient with me, and I don't know how many mornings I probably snapped at you when we walked in, and you just said hello, and I'm like, you've taught me patience in the biggest way,
well,
where I walk
awesome.
In and I'm like, okay, Beck, it's fine. It's not that bad. It's a great morning. Life is good. You woke up another day. Let's do this. And everybody that knows you, everyone that's ever met you or come across you over the years is like, Leo's never in a bad mood. And I'm like, no, he's not. I walk in, you know, I'll ticked off for whatever reason. My curling iron didn't work right this morning or whatever. And Leo's cool. So you've definitely taught me patience.
That's awesome. You know, and in some ways, something similar for me, you've taught me that I can not talk all the time. No, you have actually taught me to, hey, step back a little. And I didn't do that with my first two partners. And big shout out to John Paul.
Yes.
Leo and John Paul, which started it all back in 1996.
True that.
And then shout out to Jay Pat, who tried to take that mantle from John Paul, and it was tough. And
that show lasted, what, 2 weeks?
Stop it! but he was a great, yeah, he tried. Yeah.
Hey, and mind you, to this day, and I think some people even asked us in the comments,
yeah.
Are you guys still friends? Hey, whatever happened to John Paul? We're still great friends
with
both of them, and we adore them both, and that's why I can joke, because they know how I joke.
You know, John Paul, Jay Pat brings me to you, and, you know, with you, when you came on the show, I learned to, hey, I can step back a little and let other people do their thing, and you did, so thank you for that.
Hey, I love it. Hey, it's also the difference between having two male partners and then this feisty Latina comes in and you're like, oh, snap. This girl gonna give me a... You know, that's what I've heard from just about every guy I've encountered. This chica's gonna give me a run for my money. And I have.
I
do. And I will.
Wow.
Always.
That
you
is
don't
insane.
Know what you're getting when you come across me.
This is true. All right, but sometimes there are things that Rebecca does on the air that she really doesn't want to do.
Oh, God. No,
and
one of them
is coming up here in a bit. And, there are a lot of things that... And I'm going to tell you, Rebecca's always a good sport. And
I can laugh at myself. I really can. Yeah. I always have been able to do so.
Well, you're going to be able to laugh at yourself really good here in about 5 minutes.
No,
keep it
I think I'm going to be mortified.
3.
It's the fun.
Rebecca's like, no, with your final countdown.
ever since you learned that I could play that the other day, like that's going to be our jam.
Oh, my gosh. It is the final countdown. Leo, Rebecca in the Morning Time here on this Friday, June 14th. And, this is the final show this morning as I turn up the mic here on our in-studio guest here.
Yes.
There we
Mind
go.
You, and I'm having and I'm having headphone issues, so y'all talk amongst yourselves.
Are you
I
really?
Fix myself up here. No, my cord's just wrapped up.
Okay,
I'm
yeah.
good. It was in knots, just she like my stomach.
She had it wrapped around her neck.
She's like, I'm throwing these damn headphones away after this show.
Oh, my gosh.
After 23 years, I'm done.
No, check this. Do you realize this?
I do.
Little known fact about my headphones?
Yep.
What?
That you have never bought a pair of headphones in the last 23 years, ever.
That's the truth.
I am bewildered. I mean, it is one of our tools for our career.
It literally, I needed, on the first day of work, all I had to walk in with was my makeup and headphones.
Yes.
And I never have.
Never.
I have never bought.
First week here, there were headphones here. We've always had a couple just laying around.
Extras, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe John Paul or someone left him behind.
Maybe
when he left.
Maybe somebody did. And so she's always had some that are just laying around. When they break, she finds another one that are laying around. Well, I think one time for her birthday, I bought her some.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, those went out the door after a year. She had tape on them and nail polish and who knows what else on them damn things. And so a really weird fact: after 23 years, Rebecca's never bought a pair of headphones.
I've never bought it. It's not ever. Well, because, you know, with what we do for a living, a lot of people are like, oh, no, these sound the best. Oh, these are high quality. Oh, these are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care.
No.
I can hear. And probably for the first 10 years of our show, as it was anyway, I did not like the way it sounded in my headphones. So I would do our show with one off of my ear.
Yeah, she would.
Remember that? It just sounded so weird to me. And so I would do the show. That's why I'm like, I really don't need a full pair of headphones because I'm only going to use one side anyway.
True that.
It's this little weird thing. I didn't care. So I would come to you and I'd be like, my headphones break. Will you find me more? And there you go around the building to hunt down some headphones for me.
And then I would go buy her some. And I'm thinking, why buy some expensive ones? Because she's not going to, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
So I'm like, I come back.
I'm like that girl.
And I've got
he goes to the dollar store and buys you headphones.
Yeah, and I'm perfectly happy
I'm like,
that.
Here's some Barbie headphones. Put them on.
Thank you. I had all these characters
come
over
on
the
now.
Years.
Hey, it matches my Ken headphones.
Thank you.
There we go.
He's not lying.
Wow. All right. So, you know, through the years, I've always asked Rebecca to do certain things in the 23 years, you know, whether it was this or that, or, hey, let's do this bit for the show, or let's dress up. Here are three things that Rebecca's never, ever wanted to do, but has always been a good sport and done it for me. Okay. One of them is when we used to do TV commercials. I'm like, we're going to dance. Because the whole dancing started with, you know, we're going to bring up John Paul a lot on this morning show, aren't we?
Does he know his ears burning?
Gosh.
We also expect to hear from him this morning.
Yeah, totally. But, you know, so we would dance in our commercials way back, and then when you came on, I'm like, hey, we're going to do some commercials.
And here's the thing, I don't shy away from TV.
No,
I'm down with TV, but the things you wanted me to do on TV was the thing.
But I was like, but we dance. We're going to dance. And you're
like,
no.
I'm embarrassed in my dance moves. I love to dance, but people are going to make fun of me. So, and you're like, good, that's the point.
Yes, so that's the one thing that she didn't really want to do, but was a good sport at it. Second thing, it was every Halloween. Rebecca's not a big dresser up for Halloween person.
I've never been that. Nah,
no.
I don't really care about Halloween.
But, oh my gosh, I would say maybe for the last, I'll go 15 years, I want to. I'm like, hey, let's dress up. And I wanted a couple. I wanted just to be a couple, you know?
So we could reveal it on the air and Facebook and everything.
Let's be, this or that.
Like Gomez and Morticia.
Yeah, we were that once.
Let's
be
Gilligan and,
she didn't want to do it.
Whatever.
And sure enough.
No, I got to be Marianne, not Jen.
Yeah, you were Marianne.
There's one picture. It was the morning. It was the 1 year I convinced her that for our costume, we would be bacon and eggs.
I remember that.
And I've got the picture, and I'm smiling because, of course, I'm the big Webble, and I'm a big old egg.
That's what I told him. I said, I ain't going to be the Webble.
And
that's you.
Rebecca's like, really? You got? She walked in. She goes, you have me dressed up as a slice of bacon.
Yes.
I hate it.
You understand that as soon as we take the picture and we go on the air and do the reveal, I'm taking this stupid thing off, right? And mind you, that thing didn't even hold up my pants. It split right down the middle of my pants like 2 hours in.
Wow. Maybe that's why I wanted to do that.
Thank you. Yeah. I hated dressing up. And mind you, it took me like 15 years to tell you.
Oh, I know.
It took me 15 years to tell you that I hated it. It took me 15 years to tell you, can I pick our damn costumes just one time?
Yes, it's true.
That might have been the only argument we've ever had where I was like, do I get to pick this year? Will you allow that?
I never knew this. Like, she would go along with it. I'm thinking, oh, she loves it. And about, maybe 5 years ago, she's like, by the way, I'm going to tell you something I've never told you. I hate every costume you've picked.
Yeah.
And I go,
also, you have never let me pick.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
I would say something, she'd just go with it.
Yeah.
And so I finally said,
really
then I go, okay, pick one. She goes, hang on, can I tell you in a week? I don't know. Forget it. Okay, so those are the two things that she's done that she really didn't want to do. But the third thing that she never really wanted to do was actually a parody songs. Because we used to sing songs. Now, she'll sing. We sing all the time during our show.
Right.
But sometimes I'm like, hey, let's go do a parody song about this or that. And we go in the studio here and actually sing songs. And she didn't want to do that kind of singing.
No, okay. So I would preface it by saying, because there we are in one of the studios over here. And I would be like, what do you want me to do? And you would tell me, and I'd do it, and you would like, no, do it a different way. And I'm like, you give me one more of those, and I ain't gonna do this crap no more.
I'm like, look, I'm the producer.
Yeah. Oh, there you were, all Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, there getting your thing. And I'm like,
Quincy Jones.
Yes.
Right.
No, Kevin, you're old. Hush.
So anyway,
so we're like, I'm like, no, I'll do it. I always did it hesitantly, but that was the one thing that I hated the most.
Well, one day, of course, the whole hoopla of Encanto was out.
Gosh.
And of course, the biggest song is We Don't Talk About Bruno. And then one morning, I'm like, oh, let's do a parody song. And instead of We Don't Talk About Bruno, We Don't Talk About Carmen.
Yeah.
That would be funny, yeah.
And I said, yeah, we'll do it, but you have to change up my voice completely. And there's Leo going, yeah.
Sure, I will.
And then I hear it back once he's done and finished producing it and everything. And I'm like, it sounds just like me.
Yeah, it does.
Dummy.
So I'm going to play you a clip
here.
Now, know that when you should see her face while she's singing this. She's hating every moment of this. And here is the final product of that. It was like, wow.
I hate you.
We don't talk about Carmen. No. We don't talk about Carmen.
Someone. about something. On the phone making jokes because she can't. Don't answer the phone because she's calling. Even punked her umbrella, that's a wrong thing. Once they get pranked, they don't understand. Do you understand?
She told me that the man of her dreams would be just out of reach. So she found another. It's like I hear her.
Rebecca's like, really, you're going to play the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm like, no, go ahead, loop it. Why don't you just play it all the damn rest of the day? Just keep it on all day. Go
ahead. After that, I don't think Rebecca talked to me for at least a good old 2 days after
the
that.
The crap
one.
I do for
oh,
you.
My
and my
gosh.
Thing is, okay, so I wanted to sing the low part. I kept telling you, let me sing the low part, and then I might be able to do okay, because I can't sing high.
Yeah.
I have a low voice.
Right.
And I'm like, and you have a higher voice than me. And you're like, no, you just sing the high part. Yeah. That's what made me even more mad.
Love it.
I did it for you.
Such a great sport.
Yeah.
Love it.
Join Leo and Rebecca this week as we celebrate 23 years of them waking up the Permian Basin, leading up to Leo and Rebecca's final show on Friday, June 14th.
Hey, Leo, I have a question.
What's
up? Do you remember when y'all used to do Party on the Patio back in the day at Rose's Cafe?
Oh, yeah. Way back in that day. Totally
hey,
remember.
Hey, it's Nick, so I'm bringing up nostalgia this week for y'all. It's your last day, so I had to. And I have a question. Did you make Rebecca ever sing on Party on the Patio?
Thank you. There I am doing Selena songs.
No. You got to remember that margaritas were being served, so she sang after about three of those suckers. So, no, I didn't have to make her do anything on those Party on the Patios.
Give me a microphone. I was born
question,
with one.
You guys are doing your last, I guess, on-site today deal. Are you going to make her sing today at the final one? You should.
I'm going to go make her do anything.
You know what? After 23 years, there's not much he can make me do anymore.
Nope. I trust. I've learned my lesson.
Ain't bad if you got a ride. Big guns and a lot of zip ties. So she look like...
It's the final countdown.
Is that what you're signaling to me?
Oh, I look at you two clowns and y'all are playing charades over here.
It's all good. Now we're back in the morning time. Friday, June 14th will always go down as the last day of Leo Rebecca in the morning.
Yes, it will.
And the wearing out of the Europe 45.
Calm it down.
Yes. Yeah.
It is the final countdown. And with the one big part of our show, of course, has always been the one, the only... Carmen.
Oh, this is Carmen.
Oh my gosh. Carmen. And yeah, Carmen has been there for us as well throughout the years.
You know, at the end of the day, Carmen's been our backbone. And then she'll break our back.
Yes. Yeah, so through the years, we've heard some crazy Carmens.
Yes.
But by far, I'm about to play you.
No.
The most famous, our most loved Carmen bit that we've done here. And I believe this might have been maybe 7 years ago.
Oh, my God. Okay, yes, you're exactly right. And I distinctly remember even my man would talk about it. He didn't say a lot about the show, but he was like, oh, that Carmen was funny this morning.
Yeah.
And to this day, he still has me do the Carmen bit. Do the Carmen bit. This one, I know what you're about to play. I know what you are.
And we love Carmen.
This is our favorite.
And we love anything to do with parrots. And so when you put those two together, watch out.
Yes!
That's all I can say.
Hilarity.
And that's what went down on this Carmen, which is by far our most famous and favorite Carmen of all time.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Carmen. Can I please speak to
you? This is me.
Hi there. I was told that you're a pet sitter. Are you available this week?
I am available.
Okay, great. Because I'm pet sitting for my neighbor right now, and he has a cockatoo.
Okay.
It's like a talking bird.
Mm-hmm.
And we just ain't getting along. Okay, this bird has been insulting me all day.
Oh, was that the bird?
Yes, can you believe it?
Thunderfuss!
Wow.
I know, right?
I've never heard a bird be that vulgar. did the owners warn you about this before?
No, and I don't know who taught the bird how to talk like that, or if maybe the bird just talking to me like that, but if I wanted to be insulted about my weight all day, I would have just stayed home with my husband.
Liposuction!
Wow,
so rude! And I have an appointment, okay? I have an appointment for liposuction.
Another one!
Oh my gosh.
Are you telling me that I'm so fat that I need 2 liposuction appointments?
Oh my goodness.
Okay,
so I'm a little confused. So
you're confused
for your neighbor.
Listen, I don't care about you being confused, okay? I could use some words of encouragement.
Okay,
my self-esteem is being bruised by this bird.
Bruised like your thighs.
You know, I'm going to give you a bruise around your neck right now if you don't shut your mouth.
Excuse me?
Come and try it.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to the bird.
Okay, that's what?
No, not you, the bird.
Look,
ma'am, you really shouldn't be threatening animals.
The animal is insulting me, and I'm going to fry it in a minute in some sazon.
Ma'am.
Call Peter.
You little punk. I'm going to choke the little...
Ma'am, oh my God. Hello? Leave the bird alone.
Call
Peter. Oh, my gosh.
My God,
that was the greatest ever.
That
is the best.
That one had us. It shook us that morning, and I think we played it at least another 4 times that morning because we were like, damn.
We laughed our butts off. That's my all-time favorite.
That captures the essence of what Carmen has been all these years. I'm just saying.
Seriously.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Carmen.
Carmen!
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93. Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93.
It's my birthday. Yeah, yeah. It's my birthday.
Time for the B93 birthday.
Last holla.
Wow.
Last holla. One final time, Leo and Rebecca doing birthdays in the morning.
Wow. I'm going to tell you, we've been doing birthdays for 23 years.
Right.
23 years.
Well, and you've been doing birthdays for 30 years.
Yeah, I've been doing that for longer.
But zip it. You're not a part of this.
Zip it. It's the last little Rebecca show. Calm
Thank
down.
Thank you.
But let me tell you, the higher-ups have always, you know, thought that they knew better and would always tell our show, why are you doing birthdays? You shouldn't drop that segment.
No
drop
one cares
that segment.
About birthdays. Drop you that guys, segment. It's a waste of time.
Drop that segment. Drop that segment. And 23 years later, they're probably not with the company, and we're here saying goodbye. So you know what? There you go.
Boom!
What you want?
We know how important birthdays have been to our awesome listeners, and how many people have told us over the years, you give my kid a shout every year, and they look forward to it. And we're happy we could do that.
We continue to do it even though they told us not to.
Even on our final day.
You know. Any radio consultant that says don't do birthdays is not a radio consultant.
Thank you.
All right, so let's do it. Some birthdays, anniversary, special events.
All right, I'm going to do my best here because we have quite a few this morning. Big shout out to Juan Padilla, who's got a birthday coming up on the 22nd of this month. 41 years old. Happy birthday to Juan from your wife, Bernadette. Lots of love on your special day. Always have an amazing day, Big Daddy. Love you. She says, here's the thing, guys. I know tomorrow's your last day. She got this in last night, so I wanted the shout-out to come from you guys one last time. Thank you for all the morning laughs.
Oh,
so, Bernadette, big shout to you and your hubby, Juan, who's having a big birthday on the 22nd. Let's see here. Jasmine Padilla. Happy birthday today, 20 years old from dad, brother AJ, and stepmom Bernadette and family. Have an amazing day, Jasmine girl. We love you. Always proud of you. Happy birthday. Let's see. Veronica A. has got a birthday on Sunday. 43 years old. Shout out to you, Veronica. Who else? Isaiah Casillas has got a birthday tomorrow. Will be 15 on the 15th. I love it. Yeah, big shout to you, Isaiah. Let's see, I got Jasmine, I got Veronica, awesome. Big shout out, we had someone come by yesterday and just want to shake our hands and say thank you for all the years. He said he's been listening, and he said, why don't you give a shout out to the Solis and Garza families for me, because he says, I'm telling you right now, my whole family listens to you guys. Aww. So big shout out to the Solis and Garza families. Thank you for the support. Let's see here, who else? I want to say love you, Belinda G. Careno, and my three kids from Angela Gonzalez. Also, let's see here, Rudy Guevara gives a big old shout. Been listening forever. He says, I just barely heard the news yesterday, and I'm sad. So big shout out to you guys. Ricky B says, one last birthday shout out. I want to wish my daughter a happy 22nd birthday. Her birthday is tomorrow, he says, but I've got today. I appreciate you both for everything over the past 23 years. I'll miss you. By the way, my daughter's name is Aaliyah. So when it's time for Flashback Friday, play an Aaliyah song for my Aaliyah, my baby girl. Happy 22nd, Aaliyah. Let's see here. Another chica says, wow, shout out to you early, Lexi. Kyan, I hope I say that right. November 20th will be 14 years old. Roxanne on October the 10th will be 17 years old. So big shouts to you. Also, let's see here. Happy birthday, Brian. Excuse me. From JJ. So big shout to you, Brian. JJ is saying happy birthday to you. So there you go. And I think that's it. Jill Kirby says, it's not my birthday, but I want to hear my name one last time on the air. Leave it to Jill. Leave it to Jill. We love you, Jill.
We'll miss you. And for everybody else having a birthday.
Mind you.
From now until forever, happy birthday.
How about that's how I've always gotten your attention? Do you realize that?
How?
I will be like, mind you.
Yes.
And then you know I have something else to say.
I finish my sentence and I look over.
I'm like, no, but if she's got something else.
I'm like, go ahead.
Go ahead. Hey, you made me sing that stupid Bruno song. You owe me. No, listen, I'm going to tell you, my bestie is listening from afar, and she just told me this morning that she's like, you've never known this, but over the years I've listened to you, because she doesn't live here. She lives in San Angelo. Uh-huh. And she says, I've been listening to you for many, many, many mornings, and I'm listening to you again this morning one last time. So I love, 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 love my bestie. Stop it. I'm talking about her. I'm going to cry. But you playfully and lovingly nicknamed her Ramona.
Yes, I did.
Many years ago. And I don't even know where that came from.
I don't know. It came from a place of love, though. I know that much.
Yeah.
She
looked like a Ramona, but her real name is Christy. I call her Chrissy. She's my bestie.
Thank you so much.
Over 30 years, and I love you so much, and thank you for your support. I just wanted to give her a shout out because I know she's listening.
That's awesome. She is awesome.
Love you, Ramona.
Love you, Ramona.
All right. Shall we spend the morning game wheel one final time?
Mind you, we were debating the other day who gets stuck with a game wheel. Do you want to take it home? You want me to take it home? And I told Jill, I was like, look, I got my daughter's here.
Yes.
I'm like, I got my 10-year-old. She would like to spin the game
wheel.
You
take it home.
She can put it in her room.
It's yours.
I'll take it with
you. Yes. All right. It's spinning.
Awesome. It's spinning. It is spinning. It's spinning and it's landing on.
Well, it's landed on. Well, how well do you know Leo and Rebecca one final time? Hello.
Oh.
I mean, come on.
How well do you know?
All right. So our final caller 9. Wow.
Who's it going to be?
Who's it going to be? Dial it up. 563-9393. Wow.
And Rebecca in the morning, B93.com. More Leo and Rebecca after this banger on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93.
You're listening to Leo and Rebecca in the morning. In your car, at work, and on the B93 app.
Wendy's is open till...
B93, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hey, hey.
Who is this?
Joey.
Joey! Joey in the house. Joey, you're our final player on the game wheel
ever. Joey, how does it feel to know that?
I'm going to go down in history.
You're up there. Woo! Yeah, you're up there with a lot of the notables. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
People who have made a difference in the world.
Totally.
In the history of the United States of America. Joey now joins the ranks.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right, where is our host?
I am looking for our host. I've been shouting his name.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just, you're fired.
All right. All right, here we go. Are you ready, bro? Now, you're going to answer Leo or Rebecca or both, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All
okay.
right. What is your partner's favorite potato chip?
Who do you think is going to get that right? Leo, Rebecca, or both when we answer this? Who do you think is going to get right?
Both.
Both? Okay.
Both.
All right. Go first, Rebecca.
Crap.
What is my favorite potato chip?
Well, you eat so much.
I'm in the room.
I mean, no. You've eaten so many.
It's okay.
Okay. If
she's like, so she answers the variety pack. Stop!
Thank you. What? Okay, what's your favorite potato chip over the years? I'm going to throw out.
Just throw one that you think.
I'm going to throw out. Just a regular, like a plain Lay's or Ruffles, just very plain potato chip.
Okay.
Okay.
Plain Jane.
Am I right?
It is Ruffles.
Yay! Well, because I've seen you with Cheeto dust on your fingers before.
Yeah.
So that crossed my mind.
What about Wavy Lay's?
Love those too.
Okay. What's my favorite chip?
Dang it. Gosh. You know, I was going to say Cheetos. And I know you like the flavored Cheetos, but that's too...
My man is standing next to me if you need a hint.
I'm going to say if you're eating a sandwich and stuff, you're going with Doritos.
Yeah. I do eat Doritos with my sandwiches. You're right. I
Taco like Doritos.
That's your favorite. What's your favorite?
My favorite, Cheeto Puffs.
Okay.
Cheeto Puffs my favorite chip?
Okay.
I have favorites
she doesn't
for
everything. Even know.
I have favorites for road trips. I have favorites for meals. I have favorites for, I love chips, period.
So my answer is variety pack.
Yeah. Right. Of course.
Okay, right. Next one.
All right. Who is most likely to skinny dip?
All right, Joey.
Is that Leo, Rebecca, or both?
Leo.
Wait, are you saying who's going to get it right?
Yeah,
or are you
get
saying,
right.
okay, are you
right.
saying both of us are going to skinny
who's gonna
dip?
Who's going to get it right?
What, do I answer it?
Yeah.
Who's most likely to skinny dip?
Yeah.
Both of us.
Wow.
Do you think so?
No, you're not the one.
You don't think so?
No, you're not. No.
Clearly you've never vacationed with me.
Maybe not. Maybe you changed, but no, you're modest as heck.
I am to an extent. I've come out of my shell a little more, but I know damn sure you would do it.
It would in 23 years it would be me.
Yeah.
It'd be me.
Yeah.
Maybe of late it's her, but she's the modest one.
Yeah. Leo's gonna take a dip in a pool, but booted by naked.
Yep.
All right. Booted by naked.
Next one.
All right, next.
Oh my gosh.
That question was a setup.
Joey, who do you think is going to answer this one right?
Both.
Yeah, because our answer is
Rebecca.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we've told this story over the years, right?
Yes.
I tried to hide it, and back in the day, shout out our friend Joel Gomez Gonzalez,
yes,
who was a part of our show for many years, and Joel would always go with us out and about. The maintenance man, he would go with us to remotes out on live broadcast, and he would go with me, and one day I had to put in gas. Mind you, that's why I never put in gas anymore after that. Do you realize that? I never put gas in again. The one time we had to put gas in the big van, I'm driving, and I scrape, what are they called? The side of those things that protect the gas pumps.
Yeah.
Those big yellow
poles. Oh, yeah.
I scraped the entire side of one of our B93 vans. I'm like, oh, snap. And I look at Joel and I'm like, Joel, don't you call me out. Don't you tell on me. And he's like, uh-oh.
She scraped it.
And the entire side of the van.
But here's the funny part. The part where she was like, don't tell nobody.
He's like, I won't, Becky.
So she comes. And then the first time I go out there with Joel, I'm like, what the heck happened to our van? She goes, he goes, I don't know, but Rebecca said don't say nothing.
Damn it, Joel. I even tried to bribe him with McDonald's. I even bought him lunch that day and thought it was going to work. Mind you, you kept it from me. I kept it from you. You kept it from me that you knew the I knew. Day after it happened.
How about me being so cool that I knew she busted it up, didn't say nothing to maybe 7 months later, and I go, by the way, I knew it was you.
You're like, by the way, Rebecca, I know you pretty much wrecked our van, but it's all right. I'm all not going to tell.
Well, bro, you know what? You get yourself some Domino's pizza.
Yes, Joey.
And we're going to throw in some passes to, of course, Synergy. And, hey, man, we thank you for listening all these years. Love you. And tell us what station just hooked it up for you, man.
B93.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
You're locked into the number one. KZBT, Middle Odessa. KGE, Pecos. B93, the station plays with the biggest artists.
Hey, this is Rihanna.
Yo, what's going on, man? This is Drizzy Drake.
What's up, y'all? This is Beyonce.
B93.
Leo, Rebecca, it's Chrissy and Wes from The Rock Show.
Hello.
Chrissy's the girl.
That's
one.
Me. I'm Drizzy.
I guess we should say congratulations. Congratulations on living your dream. I mean, I know you're going to be missed. You guys are absolute radio legends.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be missed. But, man, you know, if this is the right path that life is taking you, then enjoy every single minute of it.
23 years is incredible.
And congratulations, and thank you for all you've done for radio and for the people of Midland, Odessa.
Leo and Rebecca, fantastic run. Congratulations. Hey, this is Gunner. You know, your former boss. Well, not really. I mean, I really never acted like it. At least I don't think I did. Anyway, congratulations on a really amazing run. Man, 20-something years. 23, is it? 24? Do you realize that in dog years, that would be like 150 years? You guys have done fantastic. Midland Odessa Radio will never be the same. Congratulations to two wonderful people. And Rebecca, I hope to actually hear you on the airwaves somewhere sometime soon. I know, Leo, you're kind of retiring and heading off into the sunset. But one way or another, guys, congratulations. I'm so glad that I got the opportunity to work with you. Two of the best people that I know. And I just have one question for you as we exit. And that is, what you gonna do with that dessert?
Leo and Rebecca hanging up the headphones. What? It's Brad Elliott from your Town Square sister station in Abilene, Texas. I wanted to take a couple of seconds to congratulate you guys on an incredible run. Any morning team that can entertain the way you guys can for as long as you did is the real deal. Congratulations. I know it's bittersweet. There are things and people you're going to miss, but I know you're excited about what you have on the horizon. Congratulations and the best of luck to both of you. God bless. Take care.
Hey, Leo and Rebecca, it's Bolio, your fabulous engineer for the last 6 years. And guys, I've got to say, it has been an incredible run for both of you, and it has been an honor and a privilege being your engineer for the last 6 years. We've had a lot of real interesting events happen. We've had a lot of craziness go on, but you know, we made it through it. Y'all made it 23 years, so congratulations to y'all. And on behalf of myself, John Meyer up in the Lubbock market, Michael Rivera out in El Paso, and Ed Delaney up in Wichita Falls, the entire Town Square engineering team, congratulate y'all on a great run, and best of luck to you in whatever you decide to do in the future. And this final well wish is from Les Jones, who has been listening to y'all since he was a kid. He now works in radio himself out in New Mexico.
Hey, Leo and Rebecca, congratulations and thank you for all the laughs and the good times you brought for the past 23 years to everyone in the Permian Basin. Good luck in the next chapter of your lives.
Engineer Ben, aka Bolio, aka Ben, aka Como Ching, Ben Hamon.
Oh, thank you so much, Ben. That was awesome there to hear that love. And you know, the last 2 weeks have been that way. And honestly, we're just almost speechless at this point. You know what I mean? It's insane. Oh! Ah! Speaking of, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Mr. Chris Brown.
No, it's Brizzle.
Brizzle in the Hams.
Sounds my name like that.
What is up? What is up? What is up? Man, so thank you so much.
Hey, man, congratulations, Leo and Rebecca.
Oh, awesome. Look at you back here doing your thing.
I know, huh? I know, huh?
Are you even wearing
it? Yeah, there you go. Awesome, we can hear you.
And you're even wearing your B93 shirt.
Of course I am.
Dude. Wow. OMG.
No, I just want to say congratulations.
To you guys, and thank you for being a part of my life. Y'all both helped change my life, and really means a lot to me what y'all did for me and my family, and I really am going to miss hearing you guys on the air, man. I'm not wanting to get emotional.
Don't get emotional.
Don't, because you'll make us cry.
Oh, yeah. That is
and,
awesome.
And old Daddy Grumps wants to say thank you as well.
And ain't that by the way?
Hey, Rebecca, now that you're leaving this loser, maybe come on over here to the nursing home for a little bit.
Gotta love that. And I'm sorry. No. Tony the Rock
Girl, you better get your booty in here. Don't even.
Where you belong.
Hello. Come here and get on the mic.
I can take the camera for a sec. Come
yes.
on over here.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. What an honor to have, yes, indeed, legendary DJ in the 432, Tawny the Rock Chick. Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember that I'm only Tawny the Rock Chick because of you, though? So, I mean, I wouldn't even exist in radio if it wasn't for you. Oh. And I wouldn't even have lasted as long as I did if it wasn't for Rebecca.
Oh my God.
I'm like, wait, what did I do?
I listened to you when I was first on the air. You two were what made me want to stay on radio, and you're the reason I wanted to be really good at it, because you're so good. I'm sorry.
Don't start.
I told myself I wouldn't do this.
Oh, and Leo and Rebecca are responsible for Chris Brezon and Tawny the Rock Chick being a couple.
That's true.
And we have been for almost 10 years now.
Yep. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, man. The thing is, and we keep saying it over and over, it's because of our awesome listeners, but we also, and I think we both can echo this sentiment, it's because of the awesome people that we've worked with over the years that have supported us and kept us going this entire time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You guys.
33 days of summer.
Oh, wow.
It's just a blast of the past all over the place. Oh, walk in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes. Mr. Corey Nizai.
Corey Nizai. Wow.
We got breakfast bluebell bars.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So you remember back in the day, we're talking, what, 2004, 2005?
In fact, this right. is the exact
shirt.
Logo.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm decked out in B93 gear.
Yes.
We had... what, 3 or 4, 5 summers of handing out free Bluebell ice cream?
Yes!
And tugging that cart.
Yes.
We'll keep it at that.
We'd have to push the stinking cart all over the place, and it was Bluebell summers on B93 for a long time.
Oh,
we dish out free Bluebell. We're like, great, now we're all ice cream girls and guys. Yeah.
And when we had to get the ramp to get in the back of this big van.
Oh, my gosh,
I don't know how many times I almost got run over by that thing, that cart. And
wow.
And remember the time where I had to stop and I busted the back of the window?
Yeah. I remember that.
Okay, you're a radio DJ. Get close to the mic.
I'm sorry.
He did bust that thing up.
Yes, I didn't get in trouble for it, though.
So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Corey Nizai. He did so many great shifts for us, afternoons and stuff, nights and stuff. And what is so awesome about Brizown, Tawny the Rock Chick, and of course, you know, this guy right here, Corey Knight, and Kevin Chase, you all represent a group of people that we've worked with. You know, we've been talking about our listeners and our family, but you co-workers.
Oh, shut up.
Speaking of which, TJ,
we have TJ.
And we have to get TJ her free Bluebell ice cream.
You need to stop with that.
Yes.
I'm already eating mine.
You don't have to tell this girl twice.
Well, here I am talking about our co-workers, which are basically our radio family. And you all know in radio that when you're in radio, you have two families, right?
Yeah.
You got your home, and then you've got your radio family. And your radio family stays that way forever. It really does.
Seriously.
You know?
Dang right. Oh, my gosh. You guys, do you age? I think you're vampires.
Look at you.
Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
gosh.
Who's been doing your work? What endorsement did you get?
She knows.
Hey, no, that's me for the future. I'm looking for almond spas, you know, a little lipo here and there.
Thank you.
It's so good to see you both.
It is so great to see you. TJ in the midday, I remember calling you, talking to you when you were in San Angelo.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh, you need to help me out. You're so good. Can you please? She goes, well, I'm actually moving there, so maybe I can.
That's awesome. Actually, I think I said, give me a job because I'm moving.
And you came and you tore it up. And, well, I just want to thank you. It was a pleasure just getting to know you. And, oh, my gosh, I remember you got married while you were working here. We went to your wedding.
Did.
Oh, my gosh. And now you have such a beautiful family and career. And we're so proud of you. So, awesome job.
Well, Check thank you. How about at the end of the day, we keep up with each other over Facebook, social media, keep up with each other's families and everything.
Yeah.
That's why we say we're a radio family. Who is this walking in? Uh-oh. DJ Marshmallow here.
Yeah,
what's
who's
the deal?
Oh, look. We got
burritos.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Okay, Leo, you get a burrito.
I get a burrito.
Ice cream and burritos.
Wow.
What a pairing.
This is awesome.
The breakfast of champions.
Is it typical like radio food? Like,
oh, my gosh.
Yes.
People over the years have always thought how crazy we are because we eat the most random things in the morning. It's like we wake up at 4:30 a.m.
Yes.
We eat anything and everything. I don't eat. Do you know who this is?
I don't know who this is. We got somebody who just walked in. And it's got the marshmallow on. So I guess reveal yourself, please.
Wow.
Ah! Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Pass!
Did you hear me talking crap about you this morning? I was like, Jay Pat loves me.
Share the mic.
He knows.
You all need to share that mic. Come on.
Let's all share mics. That's all right.
Share this mic? Which mic?
Right here.
It's been like 20 years since I've stood on one of these things.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Do you need me to plug you in?
Oh, sure.
Hey, I love it. J-Pat.
Now, J-Pat, of course, you were partner number two. You know this.
Barely.
Barely.
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know how we even lasted that long.
How... You know,
I was partner maybe half.
Well, you know, you had the big shoes to fill because, you know, Leo and John Paul started it back in 96. And it was such, you know, for me, too, that was my first, you know, jump into mornings after being a night guy. And so it was crazy. And me and John Paul just like it was just we did everything we always wanted to do on the morning show. And then when he decided that, you know, he had to, you know, do his next chapter. I needed a backbone. I needed somebody. You were actually there for me, man. You don't even know it, man, but I needed a backbone big time. And you played that part, and I want to thank you for that, man.
Well, I told you. I said, if anything changes, call me. Yeah. We, way back, he was doing the night show, and I would go up to the station, grab the van, and just do stupid stuff all over town.
Yeah.
On the air during before Leo's Love Lines, because you didn't wreck that.
That was
a staple. You had to have that.
Yeah. Leo's Love Line.
So, ever since then, we knew there'd be some sort of chemistry.
Wow.
But
the fights were
more epic here in the building. What you people don't know is Leo and I were on the cusp of killing each other every single day.
You know,
it was like two brothers.
It was.
Literally.
It was really the first time. You know, me and John Paul had a different kind of relationship. But with me and you, it was more of a kind of, you know, but it was always heartfelt.
We always worked it out on the treadmill that afternoon.
Yeah.
We just not talked to each other for 30 minutes. Of John Paul.
How was it different?
It comes out.
Oh my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen.
No, you guys have to give us, you have to give us one intro. Yeah, burrito too later, but give us a Leo and John Paul. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen.
Where it all
began. Into the room right now. My very first partner from 1996.
Six.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Paul.
What's going on?
I can tell how nervous he is. He's just as nervous as I am. He's over here shaking, trying to plug his deck up.
You're such the pro. Never nervous. Like, come on, man.
Are you kidding? You've forgotten a lot.
Can we all marvel at how awesome his voice still is?
Oh,
oh my
God.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you. Oh. It's good to be back.
Wow.
Okay, here it is. First partner, John Paul here from 96. J-Pat.
Second partner.
J-Pat. And then, of course, Rebecca
final,
Cruz.
The one that was able to shut it down and put up with them for the longest of his time. Okay.
You know, all of this couldn't happen unless this happened, that happened, and this happened. So, you know,
I was listening this morning, and I heard you talking about how you both learned a lot from each other. And you were talking about how she taught you how to be patient and, like, you know, stop talking. Why'd you have to talk all over me?
Here's the thing. Me and you were both just going at 50 miles per hour.
Right.
You know, you gave us, they gave us the keys to do mornings, and we wanted to do mornings a different way. And so we did, and it was just, it was a blur. Every morning we'd come in and just throw stuff and do things we thought we'd never do, and things we couldn't even do today on radio.
Oh, no.
It wouldn't fly now.
There's a whole bunch. So that was very experimental, but it was also something that was growing. And what happened was it just growed into a very classic morning show, and then it just continued to what was eventually a 23-year show with Rebecca. So I want to thank all my partners because you've made it very special.
Seriously. And I just... Wow!
Oh, no! Oh, my gosh!
Big call me. Like, I had Kevin reach out and, like Corey, and I was like, bro, what happened? And they were like, they're retiring. I'm like, why? You guys, why? I was so upset. Why? You guys are West Texas.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Lee. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Is this a dream? I don't know what's happening here right now. This is insane.
This is a major blast from all our past.
Gina Lee, legendary Gina Lee also from Power and doing her things. And gosh, the career that she has had and has. Oh, my gosh. Congratulations to you and everything. And just, you know, for you for coming back today. Oh, my gosh. What a blast this is.
And she is doing mornings, too.
Oh, my gosh. Who's doing mornings for you today?
Yeah, I am. My best stuff is running. My sidekick is running everything.
The best stuff is it.
But I was really shocked. Like, I was like, you guys are too young to retire.
Well, you know, people throw out the word retire. And I never said the word retire. It just kind of just came out,
Where did the word retire come from We don't like that word.
But I wanted to tell you thank you in person because you were the one that started everything for me. I got you guys gifts.
Thank you. You rock.
You guys got gifts.
Oh my gosh.
So you have to open them right now, right now.
Yeah, right
not
now.
Later,
right
later. Now.
Not
later,
later.
Right.
Not
right
later,
now.
Later.
Right now, right now.
This is not a later kind of thing.
my gosh.
You got a Versace.
Versace.
Rebecca, I remember you always wearing turquoise, so that,
you still know me.
That is a green copper turquoise, and Leo got Versace.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, you rocked it.
Yeah, this is legit.
So thank you.
Gorgeous.
Thank you for everything.
Well, Rebecca, thank you.
Versace headphones.
I love it. Leo, you have them.
Oh my gosh, no way. What is happening here? All right, walking in now. Oh my gosh. We're talking about, Todd T. And of course, what I would always and still call her, Jill. If you remember back in the day from our Foxy days and for Power, we also called it Power, Jack and Jill were one of the big morning shows back then. And Jill's always been such a great, they became like the best friends to us that we wanted. And I think both Todd T and Jack, Jill, they both, they both,
what's anyone's real name?
They both became the couple for all of us that we love. You're our favorite couple. So, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're standing right here. Get in front of the mic.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, listen, Todd T here.
Oh, God.
The talent show.
I don't want News West 9 to make this about me. It's about Leo and Rebecca today, not me. So let's not go overboard.
Point the camera more over. Yeah.
But I'm over here. I'm over here.
Just zoom in. Zoom in.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
I mean, in this room right now, you've got at least 30 years of Permian Basin radio, from Power to B93 to Foxy. And all these people are so talented.
Gosh, legends.
They're the best in what they do.
Legends.
And they've gone on to do awesome things. And I've been such big cheerleaders of every one of them.
Yes,
and
you have.
You've definitely touched our hearts. And thank you guys from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you so much.
Seriously. I've never seen Leo shocked.
I'm shocked.
And speechless. I can see right now
I'm
that
the biggest
are
talker
at a loss
in the room.
Words. Yep.
And that's done.
And he's speechless.
And I'm speechless without
true.
A doubt.
Seriously.
And I'm probably going to be in trouble because I haven't taken a break here in about 45 minutes.
Yes. You're trapped.
You can't get in trouble, bro.
What are they?
You can't get in trouble.
No, I'm the traffic director.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you
what
can.
Are they going to do? Fire you?
Takeover.
What are they going to do? Fire you? Wow. That's insane.
This is amazing.
We're taking over the station.
We're taking
over.
Yeah. You're going to take it over. You
hey,
might as
you
well take
what?
It over.
They need a new morning show. Does anyone?
No, I'm out.
There's at least
more than capable.
Eight morning shows in here that would kick ass.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously.
Wow. Well, thank you guys for coming in here. You have definitely made me speechless, and that is a testament to what you guys have meant to us. So thank you so much.
Seriously.
Love
this
you so much.
This is amazing. This kind of thing only happens in the movies, on TV.
Yeah.
I feel like Oprah right now.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Oh, that's our next guest. Hold on.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. Well, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you guys so much. This is what radio is all about. And like I said, we have families. We have different things going on in our life. But radio family is always here. And for all y'all in this building, thank you so much. You guys are pros, and you guys deserve the mic as much as the next person next to you. So thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's good to see you. Thanks.
Can John Paul do my midday show, please? Because you know me.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, when it was Leo and John Paul, I'm like, Leo, shut up. I just want to hear John Paul's voice.
Oh. I just want to hear it. I love that. I love it. I love it.
KZBT, Midland, Odessa. Oh, it's Friday. And it's officially time for Leo and Rebecca to kick off the weekend with your fave 90s and 2K jams.
Feel me!
It's the weekend kickoff with Leo and Rebecca. Let's make it official on B93. Leo and Rebecca in the morning, B93.
Hello?
Hello, are we speaking to Katie?
Yes, is this? Who's this?
Hey, it's Leo and Rebecca, and we're friends of someone you know.
The transitive property may or may not apply. Who's the someone?
Okay. Well, first of all, it's Leo and Rebecca in the morning. Yes. The 93 Morning Show. We heard from James, and apparently the two of you went to dinner recently.
I'm still fuming over that.
Wow.
Did you say fuming?
She said fuming.
Why?
What do you mean fuming?
Total bait and switch.
Bait and switch? What happened?
Yeah, please tell.
Well, okay. So James is 100% my type. He's so good looking. He's got broad shoulders, very toned, just like all around sexy. I was really looking forward to meeting him.
Okay, well, wait a minute. These all sound like good things. I'm not understanding. I'm not following.
Oh, yeah, they were until I found out about his wife.
Oh, no.
Snap.
No, come on. Not
no,
one of those.
No, sir. He's married?
Oh. That's just the start. His wife knew about our date. He FaceTimed her after dinner and asked me to wave hello to her.
Shut down.
Are you kidding my ass?
Wait.
No. I need more of an explanation. Are they separated?
No. They're not. They're like blissfully in love. I guess that I feel like they both like me. You know, the old 1 + 2 is like a throuple thing.
No. There are several reality shows like this.
You know, I guess this is a thing these days.
No.
But yeah, so they were kind of hoping that what you were going to go home and join them. You think?
Yes. They want a long-term relationship with me. Like I was out of there faster than you could blink.
Wow.
You said my wife was beautiful.
Are Are you kidding me?
Yes.
You're actually on. Oh my
He's
God.
On.
Okay, James, no. Hold up. This just got complicated in ways we never even imagined. You left out some pretty, you know, serious critical information when we were talking to you before, James.
Honestly, I'm so glad that it came up before we spent the night together, because until I'd known about your wife, I was all in.
Oh.
You're kidding. Like, I knew we should wait to let you know about this until the next day. I just feel like...
No! You can't! Someone into sleeping with you when you're married.
Seriously.
Are you okay? Are you actually...
My wife is cool with it. She was hoping to meet us at the hotel.
No! No.
Guys, right? I'm not crazy here.
No,
right?
You're not crazy.
No, you're not. Okay.
Wow.
Please stop. You may not care. She may not care. I care. I don't date married guys. And, like, honestly, someday I want to be half of a couple, but not part of a throuple.
Boom.
James,
Come on, though. We were taking you seriously. Like, it wasn't like I was, like, just, like, one and done with you, like a one-night stand. I was going to take you out and... You know, you're going to be like a girlfriend of mine. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, no. My God. But, James, you weren't even up front with us. Like, you left all of that out. Or, you know, it's not fair to Katie. So, yeah.
I mean, if you and your wife are going to be all freaky like that, at least be upfront about it. And then people that want to participate will let you know. But don't try to.
Well, because we straight up asked, is there anything that you can think of? And you completely left that part out. And that's beyond important.
Well, she said she was adventurous and down for anything, so that's what I thought that meant. Like, that's like
code
for
like,
being like down
hiking.
To do stuff.
Thank you. Maybe skydiving.
So you could hike with me and my wife to our hotel. Like, that'd be great. Like,
I'm sure there are people out there who are into this kind of thing, and like Leo said, there's reality shows galore.
You can find
maybe
those
hit
avenues.
Up some TLC, but no.
If you want to find that kind of stuff, I'm sure you can find it, but not do it this way.
Yeah, and let people know up front next time.
All right, bro.
It's crazy.
Rebecca, you're.
Yeah,
No,
I'm a hard pass on this one.
Now it's a throuple, and I ain't in, so I'm out. I am.
No one's asking you, Leo. No one's asking you.
I know. No one's asking me.
We're done with this.
Bye, Rebecca. Bye, Felicia. Rebecca,
you're like, Rebecca, why are you running away?
Hey, Rebecca's waiting for you in the front.
She said he was cute.
I'm done.
Good luck.
Bye.
We wish you the best.
Oh, my gosh.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Down.
Leo in the morning. B93.
B93, good morning.
Who is this?
This is Leo, and this is Rebecca.
What's up?
Hey, this is Tommy V.
Tommy Vasquez, the man.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
What a party you guys are throwing.
You know, we're throwing a party. It's our final show, and it's become a reunion of just DJ legends here in the Permian Basin. And it's just been really just crazy, you know?
Well, yeah. You know, I heard about that all the way down here in Austin. I mean, Jesus. I mean, everybody all over Austin is celebrating.
Oh, my gosh. That's
nice.
That says a lot.
Leo, I mean, geez. If it weren't for Tommy V, there would be no B93.
I'm going to tell you, Tommy.
None of this.
We got to thank you, because there was a moment in our career, in my career, where I was a little, like, shaky and not even knowing what to do. And then I made the most stupid... I say stupid, craziest move ever, and that's like bring a whole staff over and do things that I thought would ruin my career.
That's the whole story I was going to kind of tell you about. We were over there at the marketplace. We had K-Bat over there, and we were looking for a new direction for the station, and somebody said, well, the people at Leo and John Paul aren't happy over at Power 106. And I said, oh, really? Okay, well, get them over here. They come over. Leo and John Paul sit down in the afternoon. I kind of look at these guys, and I'm going, are you kidding me? I said, okay. Well, we talked a little bit, and I said, okay, let's make a deal. We made a deal, and then I think Leo or John Paul one said, hey, would you like the whole staff to come over? I said, the whole staff? I said, well, sure, why not? And he said, I said, like, when would they do that? And he said, how about tomorrow?
Yeah, it was insane.
And it was one of the great radio stories of all time. They walked across the street, launched B93, And in the first rating book, went to number one. It was just awesome. And I can't thank you guys enough. It was so much fun. It's one of those legendary stories that will live on forever.
You're right, Tommy.
Hey, thank you for giving us that chance to create B93.
Seriously.
We literally created B93 back in 98. And I remember him saying, you know, hey, what do you want to call it? I go, you're going to let me name a station? Who gets that chance?
True.
And I'm like, okay. And 2 days later, I was like, well, let's do B93. He's like, done.
Yes. And also, Tommy, thank you for creating this mansion of a radio station for us. Because this is very rare for anyone. Like, all our radio people is like, man. We work in dumps, and we're like, no, we work in a mansion because of Tommy. Seriously.
Tommy was our first, he was our first boss, and again, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
You're awesome, yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate everything you guys have done for West Texas and B93, and, you know, it's just been fun to watch your careers grow, and, you know, congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you so much. And Tommy, call me. I need a job.
Same. Tommy, we don't know where we're going to fall.
Love you so much.
Awesome. Love you. Thank you for calling.
Tommy Basket-Q. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Three. It's the final countdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Odessa!
Wow. The mayor of Odessa, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get on the microphone.
Yes, yes, come around, mayor. Come around, mayor, to the mic.
Wow. The mayor is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. That says it all.
Oh, my God. Little brown man in the house.
Put him on the air.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got jokes this morning.
We got jokes.
Yeah,
we got jokes. Wow. What an honor it is to have you in our
Absolutely. House. It's incredible. You know, all things come to an end, unfortunately. But, wow, what a career, right?
Oh, yeah. I am speechless. We both are. It's been a career, an awesome career. And you're right. It's just been like a dream.
It's been the talk of the town. We were talking about it at the gym at 4 o'clock this morning as I kind of stumbled my way over there. If I go right, coffin donuts. But torture is straight ahead. And I've been choosing it for the last 6 months. We kind of talked about reminiscing the gym. You got a lot of fans there at Yoke. And so they realize they're all tuning in right now. Me and my nephew Raleigh talking about it. And he want real quick before I dis proclamation, I want to be able to tell all B93 listeners a little secret. You know, I lived in San Antonio for about 13 years, raised my kids up there. But there's a secret that I want to be able to reveal that nobody knows. I am Carmen.
Yeah! I knew it! Everybody thought it was me, and I'm like, I am not Carmen.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor was Carmen.
Yeah, did you know? We had no idea. Wow. You thought you knew.
Now you know. There,
it's done.
That's the rest of the story. So, without further ado, the City of Odessa would like to be able to proclaim the following. City of Odessa Proclamation, whereas B93, Leo and Rebecca in the morning, has been a staple of morning radio for the Odessa Midland region at KZBT. And whereas Leo Gatto and Rebecca Cruz started with B93 in 1998, over the time, it was known as Foxy 106, Power 106. Now, what we know it today as B93. And whereas this dynamic morning duo started together in January 2001, and their dedicated service for over 23 years has been enriching the airways, becoming the most beloved duo in the entire Permian Basin. And whereas Leo and Rebecca have made an outstanding contribution, including bringing joy to countless listeners, provided a platform for local events, supported numerous community organizations, and whereas the voices of Leo and Rebecca have brought people together with their unique style, their chemistry, great personalities, and most of all, humor. And whereas the City of Odessa recognizes, honors Leo and Rebecca for their notable broadcasting career, commitment to our community and their listeners. So now, therefore, I, Javier Hoven, by the virtue of authority vested in me, and the mayor of this wonderful city of Odessa, Texas, do hereby proclaim June 14, 2024,
forever to be known as Leo and Rebecca Day, in special recognition for 23 years of Morning Airways. So throughout the Permian Basin, the city of Odessa, we encourage all B93 listeners and beyond, all our citizens, to honor, recognize them, their remarkable achievements and loyalty, and best wishes for continued success in all of their endeavors in the future. Congratulations, and thank you very much for 23 years.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. I wasn't going to lose it until this day ended, Leo. I don't think
this,
you were either.
This is probably our final break.
So from here on out, when anybody turns to Trump, you say, look, be quiet. I've got my own day. Yeah. And it's June 14th. Yes. That's a mic drop. No matter what event you're in, you have a mic drop now forever, and it's framed. He goes, look, you can go to see it in my living room on the wall, and it's just proclaimed right there. So congratulations, guys.
Thank
congratulations.
You.
Thank you
awesome.
So much.
Thank you for being a part of our special day.
This means so much to us, and for you listeners out there, this is because of you. So thank you. And for co-workers that made this a career, this is what it's all about. So thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Leo and Rebecca in the Morning, B93.
Yeah, Leo and Rebecca in the Morning time. We're on the air. It is our final day, our final show. And if you've been listening, the room is just full of
our most favorite people on the face of this earth that we love.
Without a doubt. You know, radio is always family. They say that. And our family came back from years, from generations, to give us a big hug. And that means so much.
It does. And I have told every single person in this room, I'm like, you guys, Leo's never speechless. Leo never loses his cool. And I can tell now that Leo's like, I've lost control.
This is the quietest I've seen him in 25 years.
Thank you.
Wow. That's insane. It really is. Wow. All right. So let's do a quick intro. I want to do a quick intro with every morning show that I've ever had. So it's Leo and John Paul. You ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Hey, what's up? It's Leo.
And John Paul.
Boom.
Woo. The morning thing.
The morning thing. All right, J-Pat, you ready?
No. Is his mic working?
Yeah, it is working.
Okay, good. I didn't know.
Poor J-Pat. His mic never worked. That kind of sums up that generation.
Yeah, that was my career.
That's a career. Here we go. Hey, what's up? It's Leo.
And J-Pat.
The Wake Your Booty Crew, part 2.
Yeah.
Okay, and then one final time. Hey, what's up? It's Leo.
And Rebecca.
There you go.
Yes.
Wow. I love it. Okay, no, we got some classics in here, too, so I would love to hear Gina Lee. Gina, get on the mic here. And do a break for us. Just say, what's up? You're listening to Leo, Rebecca, and I am in the town. What is up? Go ahead. Do your thing.
The Basin's number one, B93, with Leo and Rebecca.
Sometimes you go in the prod room and I'm like, hey, can you
do you remember when you would call me at home and wake me up and tell me to do some chick? Like the voice. Get the voice. You and John Paul.
Yes.
It was some old lady voice I did.
Oh.
Now I do the old man voice, the old lady voice I do.
Wow.
Tell everybody
where they can find you.
Oh.
Yes.
I have a morning show called Gina Lee Fuentes in the Morning, and it's in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Nice.
But I'm also a voice imaging, so I am the voice of San Antonio, San Francisco, Phoenix, and pretty much all over the
world. You're not true. I kid you not. Last weekend, girl, I was in San Antonio, and I told my man, I go, I swear to you, that's Gina Lee. Yeah. I know that's Gina. I knew it was your voice.
Vibe.
Yes.
107.5.
Yes. I knew it.
It's me.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it. All right.
Girl, we've talked about you over the years, so you got to give us one final.
Start with your TJ in the midday, and you're listening to Leo Rebecca. Come on.
It's TJ in the midday on B93 with Leo and Rebecca. What up?
How about me? Did I do this to everybody? Did I say, okay, I want you to say it?
Oh, I was going to say it. Here's the thing. One thing that you have done to all of us over the years is you're a mandon. You're bossy. You're bossy. And you're like, okay, Gina, say this. Okay, John Paul, say this. TJ, say this. Rebecca, say this. You've told us over the years, and there we are like, okay, let's do it. And we would do all your voices, and we would say everything you wanted us to say.
It's not true. Brizal, come here.
What do you want me to say, Leo?
All right, Bri, just go for it. Bri Daniels and Leo Rebecca, and then go into one of your classic voices. Like, you have so many voices. This guy's got voices all over the place.
The 432's Party Station, B93, Chris Brizan, hanging out here with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. Let's see, what voice you want to hear?
How does old Daddy Grumps feel about us leaving?
Well, you never did visit me in the nursing home, so y'all can go buzz right the hell off.
There you go. I love that. I love that. All right, come on, Corey Nizite, up in the Hizite. All right, hey, what's up? It's Corey Nizite. Leo and Rebecca, hit it. Yeah. Do it.
Don't
go. Hit it. He's so nervous. He's one of the most DJs that I always work with. That's so like, you're surprised he's a DJ. You get so nervous.
I think he was so excited to do this for
but
you guys.
When I get into a room by myself, I can do it.
Yeah. Oh,
it's the audience.
That's what she said. Peer
pressure. No, that's what I said.
Go ahead. It's Corey Knight. This is going to be Knight 3 guys.
What am I supposed to say?
He needs a few takes.
It's Corey Knight. You're jamming with Leo and Rebecca in the morning time. Good to be here on
B93. What's up? It's Corey
Knight.
I stepped over your voice.
Go.
What's up? It's Corey Knight hanging out on the 432.
There you go. Enough said.
Okay. He's wow. I'm done.
He's been
out a few years.
Todd T.
It's Todd T.
Yeah. Wait, I have a 20-second story.
No, it's okay.
No?
No, really. Go ahead.
Okay. So I want all your listeners to know that when I worked with Leo back in the mid-90s.
Dang.
At Power 106.
Yes.
You kept telling me over and over, you're going to marry her.
Oh.
You're going to marry her. I'm like, no, true. I'm not. It's no, true. I'm not.
He's like, are you
talking
kidding?
Talking about I got Jill fired. Myers from the morning show.
Yes.
He said, you're going to marry her. And I'm like, nuh-uh. And here she is.
Oh!
Here is Jill Myers. Jack and Jill was the show, and gosh, you've been doing so much.
Yeah, I was here in the 915.
Wow!
Girl, you throwing it back, girl.
You were one of the first persons I met when I flew down in 92 from El Paso, and you were holding
Meyer. Who's going to be 32 next
week. And you're like, hey, Leo. And I was like, hey. And I was like, wow. And so, yeah, it's been a trip, and do a break.
Oh, I don't want to do a break, because I want to say from the 915.
Do it. Just you won't. Go with it.
You can do the morning lunches.
Oh.
There you go. Talk about you know what.
I think there's Little Smokies every day.
Yeah!
Right, Todd T?
No.
Oh, my gosh. All right, who did I leave out? J-Pat, did you do it?
Like a while ago.
He was the first.
He was the first. Again, I always forget on
Jim. Hey.
I'm so thankful no one forgot this with me. I mean,
yeah,
I'm
true that.
To be here.
I love it.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. I don't believe this is the final break. I don't even know what time it is. Does it really matter?
No, I think you'll hear us at least one more time.
Okay, but one thing we do need to do is play the booty song, because our listeners will love the booty song.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
that's
the craziest
one thing.
Song. And actually, Dump Out doesn't remember it, but we actually started it way back. It was a song we just throw in. It was one of those stupid parody kind of songs. It just talks about every kind of booty there is, which is sweaty booty, a big old...
This is... Hi. Yeah, this is the morning show. We're calling to talk about Frank.
Hello.
Frank. Okay. How's Frank? What's he been up to?
Oh, wow.
You don't know, do you? Because you've ghosted him.
We're asking
you. So what's the deal, Carolyn? He's really been trying to get in touch with you.
So we follow each other on Instagram, and he's been posting some pretty crazy stuff that,
Really? What?
I can't.
Well, I mean, like, what's he been posting?
Yeah, tell us. Share.
There's pictures of some random naked women. Just a couple of them.
What?
No big deal.
Wow. Really?
No big deal.
Yeah. So obviously that's why I've not been responding to him.
That's a problem.
I don't know if he thinks he's like a rapper or something, but not cool, Phone? Not okay.
All right, so we've got Frank on the line with us, and here's the thing. Okay, Frank, please explain what's the deal with pics of what, topless women on your phone or something? What's up with that?
Yeah, it's not. I'm not a freak or anything. It was just a bachelor party I was at. We were just having fun. There was nothing bad going on. It was just a party, wow. That I was at.
Okay, that looks pretty bad to me, though, when there's random naked people on your Instagram.
Thank you.
Carol, you know, don't freak out. I'm a gentleman. We treated all those ladies like ladies, with respect. And I regret posting those pictures because I shouldn't have. We were drunk. Things just went a little sideways, you know, and it happens at a bachelor party.
I don't really think that's an excuse. Like, that's super shady to do any time, but especially when you're trying to start dating someone.
It wasn't like I was hanging out with a harem of naked women and we were just going around town. It was a party at a strip club. I mean, I don't normally do that. I mean, I wish I could.
Okay.
I wish I had the power.
Let me clarify, but posting pictures of naked women is okay if it's at a bachelor party?
Yeah. I mean, posting the pictures, I agree, maybe, but that's what happens at bachelor parties. You know?
Okay, I'm not really okay with that. Like, if you want to be in a relationship with me, you can't be going to strip clubs.
Yeah, look, I get it. That's cool. You know, I mean, technically, we're not in a relationship yet. But, and I respect you, and I respect your opinion of it. I mean, and I don't really disagree with you. You know, I was just trying to get it out of my system. You know, and we were liquored up, you know? I mean, we were at a strip club. What do you want me to do? I'm with my boys, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, look.
Trying to get it out of his system.
Carolyn, he was liquored up and with his boys,
Thank
you know
you.
What I mean?
Hello?
Sure.
Wow, so what are you saying then? Another chance?
You know, I think you got to make some choices here. It's strippers or me.
Damn.
Wow. I mean, obviously, I'm going to choose you over random strippers that I don't even know. I mean, obviously, you know, it was just like, you know, right before you go on a diet, you know, maybe you hit the drive-thru at McDonald's, you know, it's no big deal.
All right, wow. So what do you think? Yeah, no?
I mean, is that the last time you're going to the drive-thru?
Oh, galaching.
Well, I mean, look, you know, you're driving around. Occasionally, you get a hankering, you know, from McDonald's. Okay.
I think that's the answer right there.
He just said he gave up strippers for you.
You enjoy that.
Wow, look at this. Okay, I don't see a second chance working, but I do see me and you hanging out, bro. You know what I mean?
Really?
That's right, man. Wow. That really was the intention of the call the whole time.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Carolyn, yes. We're sorry.
You
we're sorry.
Two and your
out.
New bromance. Wow.
Frank, man, it's all good. You were a trip. You're cool, and thanks for calling in this morning.
Hey, first lap dance is on me, buddy.
Gosh.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93. Sponsored by the Shoal Law Firm. It's B93's Flashback Friday.
Throw your hands up like this.
I'm pulling up to my work parking lot. So
the work parking lot.
Oh,
wow.
We've never done a work.
Okay, well, are you there now? Are you in your parking lot?
Correct, yes.
Okay, you know, we said that they need to be at home, but you know what, Rebecca? Let's give it a shot. At least she's not in the car.
I think work will work.
Okay. Are you ready? Are you sitting in your car now?
Yes.
All right. Are you, so you're sitting there in the parking lot, right?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. We're going to give you, I think we'll put 60 seconds on the clock. And you need to do the next task that we're about to tell you within 60 seconds to win, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, are you ready?
I am ready.
Ready and go! All right, honk your horn 3 times. Nice. Open up your glove compartment. Open up your glove compartment.
Where we can hear it. Put the phone near it.
Glove compartment.
Open.
Tell me 3 things you see, quick.
I see my paperwork for my lease plan, my insurance, and my registration.
All right, get out of the car. You got to open up the trunk. Hurry. Time's ticking.
Oh, hurry, girl.
Open up the trunk.
Oh, open up the trunk. Thinking, what the heck? Okay.
It doesn't matter. Open. They love you. Open up the trunk. Okay, I got to hear it slam. Slam it.
Okay.
Hurry! There's only 10.
What if it's one of those that closes on its own? One more. Hurry.
10 seconds left. Go to the front. Oh my God. Go to your hood. Go to your hood.
Oh my gosh! Don't ask her to open it.
No.
I wouldn't even know how.
Go to your hood. Go to the hood. Are you in the front of your car? Go to the hood.
Okay. Yeah. Hood is open.
Okay. Now do a drum roll on your hood. Hurry! Drum roll. You are a winner.
Mind you, did you open it?
Wow.
I opened it because I wasn't sure, so I went and opened my hood, and then I just dreamt.
Oh,
she thought that's what you were going to ask her to do. I legit don't know how to open the hood of my car.
She did even more than I asked for.
Yeah, you did good.
You did good. Congratulations.
Someone from home just became a work thing.
You know what? We might have to do the work parking lot from now on.
Yeah.
What is your name?
My name's Katie.
Katie, you are awesome. Are you sweating?
I'm kind of out of breath.
I don't sweat.
Well, we just gave you your cardio for the day. You're good to go, girl.
Is anybody looking at you kind of weird right now? Is anybody looking at you?
I mean, unless someone's in the office looking out the window, I don't know. We'll find out.
Your boss is going to be like.
They are. That's so awesome.
Your boss is going to be like, I'll have what you're drinking.
Yeah. He's like, ooh, somebody had one too many Red Bulls or coffee or something this morning.
I'm on my waist now. I'm like ready to go and start my day. So that was kind of good.
That is
nice.
Awesome. Well, you did well, and we're going to give you some Domino's pizza.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
This is Harold from every professional sports team that's ever played in the 432.
Harold Fuller!
Every professional sports team that's ever played.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's been the general manager of every professional sports team here. We've had a great relationship throughout the years. And then he moved to Buffalo. Hello.
Yeah, you know, one of the hardest things about moving to Buffalo was leaving Leo and Rebecca in the Permian Basin. And, you know, I don't want to cry because it's over. I'd rather smile because it happened. And more smile because I've got two amazing friends out of the whole situation. You guys are just great.
Seriously. You know, over the years, Harold, I've always said that Leo has seen you as a brother. And I've really enjoyed watching your relationship evolve. And when you moved away, I know Leo took it super hard. We both did. But you've been a backbone for Leo all these years. And I thank you because you've been like a brother to him and you're awesome. And, you know, we send you all of our love here from West Texas to Buffalo. And seriously, season ticket holder of the Buffalo Bills for life. So now that, you know, we're not retiring, but now that we're saying goodbye to the morning show, we're definitely going to come visit you, and you better take us to a game because you have some badass seats. I'm telling you right now.
Yes, Harold, you are the brother.
I love you guys.
You are a brother to me, and, you know, it was heartbreaking when you left. It really was. A lot of people didn't know that, you know. I think Rebecca did.
I did.
But you're a brother for life, and thank you so much for your partnership and your friendship throughout the years.
Yeah, our friendship has really become family, and I miss you guys so much. And you did such a great job on this show, and become friends with you just meant so much to me.
Love you, man.
Love you, Harold.
I love you.
Thanks for calling in.
Leo awesome. And Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Wow. Want to be starting something? We did want to start something 23 years ago, Rebecca.
We did start something, and now that something has come to a bitter end.
Oh, it's bittersweet. It's been since we announced this 2 weeks ago, it really has hit us like a brick. And when I say that, I mean all the love and... I mean, the other day I was at Walmart and just someone just came up to me and hugged me. And I was like, whoa. And they're like, hey, we're going to miss you. And just walked away. And I was like, dang, that's what's it all about.
You know? I'm telling you one thing. Over the years, nobody's known about you because you're never in a bad mood. You're never angry. We've never fought. You know, that's one thing, too, I want to say. A testament to us. You and I have never, in 23 years, had an argument.
No,
we've gotten along so well. You've been my big brother. You've been my biggest supporter. You've been my biggest cheerleader, and we've never argued. So that's awesome. But, yeah, now that it's come to an end, and we've known about this for a very long time, and when you first came to me and you said, hey, I think it's time for me to call it quits. What are you going to do? And a big thing to you, a big thing that I want to thank you is that you gave me the opportunity and you said, I give you my full blessing to continue this show on your own. And I said, absolutely not. It was without hesitation. I said, there's no Leo without Rebecca and there's no Rebecca with Leo. And when I say I'm not doing mornings ever again, I mean it. I mean it. There will never be another morning show, another Leo, another Rebecca. I'm never doing mornings again because we set the precedent high. And you'll never be able to emulate in this area, in the 432, what Leo and Rebecca have done. And I think everyone in here, our true supporters and our true friends, would agree to that. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you to you for putting up with me all these years, because I know it has not been easy. And I love you 100% from the bottom of my heart. I've already told you off the air, and I'll tell you off the air. You're not getting away from me. We're going to stay in touch. We're friends for life. We're brother and sister for life. And I love you for life. And thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. Like everyone has said, you gave me a chance. You gave me a chance. You gave me a chance. Leo gave me a chance years ago and said, Rebecca, I think you got what it takes. And I think you've said that to just about every single person in this room. I think you've got what it takes. And you made all of us, many of us in this room, you made us all. You gave us a chance, and you saw potential in us that none of us knew that we had, or that you could bring. Leo could bring out the best in people, and that's what you've done for 23 years for me. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, I came down here in 92 because I needed a full-time gig. I did. I just got married. I was 22 years old. I had a part-time job. Bills needed to be paid. And I saw this opening for, you know, a station called Foxy 106. And I was like, you know, maybe. So I flew down with the rest of the money I had in my savings, came down and, you know, went to the interview. And he said, yeah, man, let's do this. And so I said, yeah. He goes, when can you start? And I said, well, let's try, you know, in 2 weeks. So we did. And I can remember my salary being, honestly, it was like $900 a month. And I didn't care. I really didn't care. Back in 92, I didn't care. I was like, let's do it. And I did nights, and I did that, and I did Leo's Love Line. And then all the people that are in this room started coming to my life, and then radio became what it really was to become for me. And that's just a family. And so thank everybody in this room. You've been a part of my life. And honestly, thank the Permian Basin. You guys took me in. And you took us in, and you allowed us to wake you up for 23 years straight, and that's a lot. And we thank you. It has been a privilege and an honor. So thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. And like we used to say, you know, this past year, I don't think we said it as much, but we always used to end our show this way, and might as well do it again. No matter what
you're doing,
do it with a smile. And I've been smiling for 23 years.